Stay tuned.
Stardate May 16th, the realm of galaxies. Stay with us.
Stardate is made possible through funding by the undergraduate students of the State University at Stony Brook. It can be heard every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate May 16th. The Milky Way galaxy is our own star city in the universe. It's a huge flat disk of billions of stars. Our sun is only one of these billions. During most of the rest of the year, we can look somewhere in the evening sky to see into the disk of the galaxy. We see it as the hazy starlit trail of the Milky Way. But in May, in the evening, the Milky Way lies as flat around the horizon as it can get. It's easiest this month to visualize being in the galactic disk. The disk is all around you, on nearly the same plane as that of your horizon. Like the Earth, the Milky Way rotates and carries our sun around with it. If you walk toward the northeast some evening in May, you're walking forward in our direction around the galaxy. The starlit trail of the Milky Way isn't visible this month in the evening sky. It's not seen arched overhead, and so it isn't obscuring the space that lies outside our galaxy. We see deeply into extragalactic space this month, since there are fewer stars to block the view. If you had access to a telescope, you might glimpse some of the thousands of other galaxies that lie in the space beyond ours. It so happens that this part of space contains a vast cluster of galaxies, known to stargazers as the realm of galaxies. This giant cluster is thought to be located some 70 million light years from us. It's thought to have some 3,000 member galaxies, each one a collection of hundreds of billions of stars. Our program's called Stardate. It's written by Deborah Bird, engineered by Tim Stanton this month, and produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. I'm Joel Block.
Is the high price of medicine making you sick? Well, here's a message I hope will stick. The next time you need a prescription, ask about generic drugs. Ask your pharmacist and you'll be told that generic drugs won't cure the common cold, but at least they can cost less than the brand name stuff. So the next time you need a prescription filled, ask your friendly pharmacist about generic pills and save. A public service of this station and the good old people at your Federal Trade Commission.
Radio Free Long Island is on the air.
cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion. Pinprick holes in a colorless sky let insipid figures of light pass by. The mighty light of 10,000 suns challenges infinity and is soon gone. Nighttime to some, a brief interlude. To others, the fear of solitude. Brave Helios, wake up your steeds. Bring the warmth the countryside needs.
exciting. Lunchtime sounds so inviting. And the Bill, he gets a thrill sitting watching Bobby Quill. Time seems to stand quite still. The child's world, it always will. Yesterday's dreams are tomorrow's sight. Watch children play, they seem so wise.
Hey, you can't say one
in a dream. Today's a queen, 1,000 dollars for a dreaming cotton frocks and golden locks. The palace is an orange box. Time seems to stand quite still in a child's world. It always fails.
And off they go. The Moody Blues from 1967.
Well, good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you then?
Oh, I'm pretty good. At 16 minutes after 12, and I can't see you, but you're somewhere in the studios, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, where are you?
I just opened up the window.
Is that a window you just opened up?
Yes, it is.
My goodness. And ladies and gentlemen, we are not going on our bike ride tonight.
No, not because of the rain.
Rain is a small word for it. It's been amazing outside. We had a big thunderstorm before.
Big thunderstorm.
Very big. Lots of rain and hail and things like that. Are you outside now by the window?
Well,
it sounds like you are.
Kind of. Bill Senequich is over there, though.
He is?
Yes, he is.
Over here.
Did you hear him?
It sounded like a plane just took off over there.
It's a car going by.
Oh, well, sounds very interesting.
Isn't it? The things you can do with electronics, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing like doing your show right next to an open window.
Well, it does add things to it, and certainly over the last week or two, USB DJs have been complaining quite a bit about the heat in the regular room, so going to the window is, I guess, the best solution.
Yeah, but we're the only ones who did it.
That's true, but, you know, it takes time for these thoughts to progress.
Yeah.
It has to be like it's like evolution, it has to be a mutation, and I guess we're the mutation that makes the change.
That's us.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of neat things lined up tonight, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't you close that window? Turn that phone off, too.
I'm sorry. Close the window, turn the phone off. Whoopsie. Yeah. Okay, so how was your week?
Oh, my week was all right.
Get rid of all your finals?
Yeah, they're finished.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all done with.
I was in the city on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had a grand time in there.
Well, it's good to know that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
makes me want to run out and tell them they've got time. Take a step back out and look, yeah, I've found out I've got
There they go.
Yes, Into the Sunset.
The Sunset. No, actually, that's mid-afternoon. The album's a concept album, and
yeah,
we started with morning, and we're into mid-afternoon, peak hour, they call it.
That's a very enjoyable album, too.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. And a lot of people just know Nights of White Satin or Tuesday Afternoon, those type of things, but there are a lot of good melodies on that.
There sure are. Now, that's the Moody Blues and the London Festival Orchestra, is that the idea?
Yeah, London Festival Orchestra. I can even tell you who's conducting it, if...
Sure, you know, why not?
A moment here. Well, it's not on the record. It must be on the record sleeve, which is all the way over here. Okay, we've got Peter Knight conducting all that. And there he is, yes, conducted by Peter Knight.
Uh-huh.
Very nice record for 1967, anyway.
Not bad, really. It's.
So would you tell me where you are now?
Well, actually, I'm in the other studio.
You're in the other studio.
But I have this microphone at my hand. The car gone by or something?
Oh. Well, that's very interesting. Do you want me to go to the window and you can stay there and monitor everything?
If you'd like.
Okay, well, why don't we...
Okay, well, I'll just banter while you're walking through.
Okay. Let me just get... Oh!
What did you do that for?
Oh, PDQ Bach just got here.
Huh.
Well...
Do you think that's absolutely necessary, though?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Do you think our listener is into PDQ Bach at 12:25 in the morning?
Maybe not. All right, I'm going to go to the window and give it a check on the weather scene.
Oh, I get to see you go by when you go through here.
Yeah, I'll walk by.
Okay.
All right, I'll be there in a minute.
Well, okay. Now, Eric's on his way through here. He'll be through here in a moment. In case you are just tuning in, my name's Mike Juhas, and that was Eric Corley, who's...
Here I am.
He's walking through our studio, my studio right now. Say hello again.
Hi, how are you?
Now, don't talk too loud when you're over there.
Okay.
Okay. Looks like Eric has the weather forecast in his hand.
Oh, boy.
And we may even be treated to a treat. You may have to adjust the volume on that thing in there, too. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself?
Oh, boy.
Whoopsie. Watch your step. Oh, can't go too far, otherwise your plug comes out. Which he just found out the hard way.
Yeah, my plug came out.
Okay.
All right, here I am. I'm hanging out the window here.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Watch what you're doing with that microphone.
I mean,
you surely, you never know what's going to happen next on Radio Friedland, though.
Okay, oh, there's Bill down there. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Bill is going outside right now to try and start his car, which I understand after heavy rain does not start readily. So this could be quite an adventure for all of us.
Quite an adventure.
Bill, it's well, Bill can't hear us until he turns on his radio in the in the car. But it could be, I guess, compensation for parking in a no parking zone. What do you think, Mike?
Could be. Absolutely could be. As he gets into his car.
Yeah, it's very hard to see with this.
Is that his car?
Type started? Of window here.
Yes.
This window is like a divider, and I have to almost hang out the window.
Hang out the other side.
Well,
I'll put the mic out the other side.
Maybe I'll do that.
Did he
maybe
get his car
turn
started?
It down for a second, because okay. It's going to make an all.
Well, I turned it down. I can hear. Eric can hear me, but I can't hear him. Just holler when you're ready, Eric. Now, Bill, I think Bill has started his car, or else it was somebody else down there who started his car at the same time. This is really invigorating radio, isn't it, folks? Okay, he just hollered.
Oh, here I am. I just saw some lightning, too.
Oh, good.
The storms that were going on about an hour and a half ago are still happening in other parts of the island.
Bill, if you can hear us, just honk on your horn.
Yeah, I think he can hear us. How about that? Bill, your car has started. Does that surprise you? One for yes, two for no. Well, maybe you should explain that.
Bill,
I asked you a question, Bill, and the question was, does the fact that your car started like that surprise you? Two, that means no, right?
Right.
One means for yes. Well, okay, Bill's kind of slow. But that's understandable. He's been up about 30 hours anyway.
Bill, if your car is older than 10 years old, honk by beeping once, or twice if it's not.
Maybe Bill's radio isn't working. That could be the problem.
That could be, too.
Oh, there's Bill. Bill's outside. No wonder he can't honk, because he's running down the street.
Derek,
why are you doing that, Bill?
Do you have cables? Some guy's stuck over here.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
There's a guy stuck down there, and we need cables.
And he's on the radio, too.
Mike have cables.
Does Mike have cables? Does Mike have cables?
Yeah, Mike has cables, but they're in my basement at home.
Car?
Well, Mike's car is in a legal parking space, something you wouldn't know about. Mike's cables are in his basement, which happens to be at his house right now.
So,
my wires don't. Oh, wow, did you see that lightning? That was really nice. It was like a triple type of effect there.
Oh, really?
Three places at once.
Well, listen, I'm coming over there.
Oh, you're coming over here?
Yeah.
What a treat. Bill's running back to his car now. I guess he's abandoning that person who needs cables.
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, there you are. Mike's standing right next to me, and I can't see him because his window is in the way.
No, you're supposed to be on this side of the window, you coconut.
I'm sorry, you told me to get on this side.
No, you're supposed to be on the other side of the window.
Yeah, I think I should. It would make things a lot easier if I just hold this mic instead of and get this thing out of the way. Boy, what a mess. What an awful mess that was.
Now, wait a minute. You're supposed to be on the other side that the microphone is.
Okay, well, let me get over here then.
But the microphone's on that side now.
Well, what do you want?
Don't yell into the microphone.
All right. I'll take the headphones. Well, you take the microphone.
Now, your body's in the way. Move your body.
Well, you're pulling the cord on me. Well, let me,
Oh, there goes Bill.
Well, Bill, that's you. Is that you?
It's me.
It's them.
Why don't you blow your horn and make sure it's you?
Yeah, that's them.
Did you notice how his lights dim when he blew his horn?
We can't hear you guys on the radio.
You can't hear us?
No, you're not coming in clear.
Oh.
Well, it could be because you're about...
Wow, check out that lightning. No, I was just saying that when you blew your horn, your lights dimmed.
Yeah, the car's not too well. Anybody want to buy my car?
What kind of car is it?
Well, we can't say that over the air.
Oh, yeah, we're not allowed to sell things on the air.
All right.
Well, listen, Eric, I'm going to go back to the studio.
Well, give me that microphone.
You guys play some music.
Oh, no, I almost fell out the window there.
I'm just going to turn Eric off for a moment there while... Oh, he wants me to turn him back on.
Oh, I had to turn me off. I was going to read the weather here and Seeing as how I'm outside, I guess that makes some sense. It's fairly cool right now. I'd say it's about 65 degrees, maybe 60 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Kind of pleasant, actually. Not, you know, raining or anything. You can pretty much take a walk.
Why don't you?
It's very wet outside.
Why don't you hold the microphone up to your mouth?
Can I do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Take it off this thing.
All right. That's much better.
Yes, it is much better.
Throw this out of the way. Yeah.
What was that?
That was the stand that was causing us so much trouble. All right, folks, it's nice outside. You can still see some lightning every now and then. The sky is...
very, very nice.
It's kind of a dark blue, I guess. That's because the moon is just rising, and there are clouds all over the place. You can see a stray star now and then. I'm looking at one now.
What are you looking at in the mirror?
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking out over what we call... Oh, there goes Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
What we call G and H Quad here on campus. And
don't give away our location.
Well, no, we... I'm just saying I'm looking out on those dorms, and as we always do when we do things like this, if anyone out there is listening, feel free to flash lights or scream or do something that might attract our attention.
Hold the mic out the window, and I'll turn up the volume.
Oh, wow, I just saw some huge lightning, and I think that might have been a result of somebody in G-Quad.
That might have been your plea.
Well, I asked for flickering, and I certainly got flickering all over the sky. I think that's symbolic.
Eric, did you ever notice, do you know...
What was that?
Which, this?
Yeah, that.
I don't know.
What,
You know, my point is this. Radio Free Long Island for you has been an educational experience in that you've been involved with new different types of foods. Like, we introduced you
yes.
to yogurt.
Yes.
And carob sunflower seeds.
Not
and
recently.
Carob raisins. Well, I have a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
Now, if you look... Next to the window on the record rack, there's a small paper bag.
Oh, no.
You go up there and check that out.
Okay, so as I untangle this wire from my neck. Now, where is that again?
Now, up on the rack, right next to the window. Record rack.
The record rack right next to the... Oh, I see a little bag up there, yes.
Okay. Open it up and try some of those morsels.
Okay, let's see what we got here. I'm never going to read this weather forecast. That's what it's going to turn out to be. Some more lightning outside for you folks.
But how
well, I'm feeling these things without looking at them, and they feel very strange.
Kind don't of, they really?
Kind of soft.
Yes.
And I don't know about these things.
Pop one in your mouth.
Well, no, I'm going to take a good look at it first before I do that. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Strange texture, huh?
What is that? I just looked at one. It's like flesh-colored, very soft, and...
Go ahead, eat one.
No, I'm not going to touch one again.
Okay, I'm going to come in and eat one.
Well, you tell me what... I mean, you'd eat anything, but what are these things?
He's coming.
He's going to solve this for us. Mike, what in tarnation is this thing?
I don't know. I tried to get the strangest colored things, and...
Mike, well, let me take a...
I think these things...
Would you please tell me what they are before I...
No, what does it smell like?
I don't know what it smells like. And I don't know what it looks like.
Don't put it back in a bag after you have them all over your hands.
Well, I don't...
Just put a little on your mouth.
No, I'm not going to put anything in my mouth.
Dried
that I
apples.
The dried apples?
Yeah, now does it... Yeah, try one. It tastes like an apple.
Things I have to go through for radio.
Hey there, that's not so bad, is it?
No, it's not.
I bet you half the bag's going to be gone in 5 minutes.
I hope so.
From you?
No. All right.
You don't want all?
No, that's okay, Mike. You can get it out of my face. Oh, boy. Well, looking out over the Long Island Sound now in Connecticut, of course, I can't see either one of those, but I'm looking in that direction, and I see some more lightning, a little bit of it. It's very nice now. It's like high up in the sky, not really sheet lightning.
Anybody want some dried apples?
Nobody wants dried apples, Mike. But taking a look at the weather, we're expecting occasional showers and thunderstorms to continue throughout the night.
Everybody want dried apples?
A few thunderstorms may be heavy downpours accompanied by strong gusting winds and hail with lows 50 to 55. We had some pretty high winds before. In fact, the whole studio was blowing all over the place. You had papers. Oh, there goes some lightning. Papers and records and things all in the air. It was amazing.
It was lots of fun.
Did I just hear a scream?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it wasn't even the lady screaming cart.
You mean that wasn't one of our sound effects? There was someone out there actually screaming?
Yeah.
Hmm.
These are pretty good, you know. You should try some. And
I did try some, Mike, and that's why I'm not trying anymore. Now, a shower or two early tomorrow morning might happen,
like apples?
And it'll be followed by slow clearing in the afternoon, so tomorrow will be a nice day, and a little bit windy with the about 65 to 70. No, not 65 to 70 miles an hour. The high will be 65 to 70.
They do look kind of fleshy, don't they?
Not expecting a hurricane at this time. It'll be mostly clear and cool tomorrow night with the low 45 to 50 above, and partly sunny Sunday with the highs again around 65 to 70.
This one looks like my finger.
Chance of it raining right now is 80%. It's not raining here, so the chance is zero. It'll decrease to 20% tomorrow afternoon and 10% tomorrow night. And that is the USB Long Island weather up to the moment. And looking out here, it's the conditions have not changed.
These are pretty good, you know.
You know, that person with the cables is still out there. Or without the cables, actually. I wish there was something we could do for him. I still hear people screaming.
Well, you just be quiet and stick the microphone up in them. I'll turn it up.
Well, if anybody... Oh, I'm sorry. If anybody out there is listening and they have cables and they're on campus, come down and help this person. He's over by the Student Union building, looking for a way to start up his car, and you can do a good service and help out your radio station too by doing something that we tell you to do, which satisfies our egos, something fierce.
Yes. Okay, you can bring it back up to your...
Thank you.
...face.
What was the point of my holding it out the window like that? I felt ridiculous.
Well, I wanted to hear people screaming.
Oh, there's nobody screaming out there now.
But there was a moment ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you want to tell them what we have tonight? We've got
all sorts of things. We've got a new episode of The Tripods, as we always do, coming up in about, I guess, half an hour or so.
Yeah, a little bit more than half. About a little after one.
I believe we're doing something new with Bunky and Spunky tonight, isn't it?
Yes, we have a soap opera.
Ooh, that could be interesting. Have some viewpoints.
I'm not going to tell you the title, but somebody's at the door.
Wow.
Listen, I'm going to go get the door, and you just keep babbling on.
You want me to keep babbling on? Okay, gladly. Well, folks, if you're outside tonight, you're probably not listening to the radio, but if you're inside, it's a good idea to go outside. But, of course, don't stop listening to us. Just because you do that, you can always get a portable radio, and we'll keep you updated if it starts to rain or anything like that, because we have our window open here looking out, and it's quite a... We've never done this before. It's something, I guess, that you have to try at least once. We've broadcast from, I think, every part of the building except the window.
That's true.
This is the window. Everyone knows it as the window.
I got the door. Friend of yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder how he got into the building.
I don't know.
Well, we'll try to find that out. Well, since we have so much
I tell you what,
material to go through in the next couple of hours, we'll return here later on, I guess, if the weather changes.
Yes, if it starts
raining.
It's
really, I'll tell you, Mike, it's really too bad we weren't here when it was pouring before, because it was something else.
It was
the
very
rain
nice.
Was coming down in bullets and...
Bullets? It's the first time I've ever heard that expression.
Well, it's a dandy, I'll say. There was lightning and thunder and tigers and things like that.
Yeah, I'm going to go back into the first studio.
You're going to go back into the first studio? Okay,
yeah.
That's you have my approval for that. We have some music lined up, some PDQ Bach, I believe. Is that right, Mike? Well, I guess Mike hasn't gotten
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he is there now.
I just got here.
Oh, you got there pretty fast. We have PDQ Bach. Can I hear some PDQ Bach, please?
Want to hear some PDQ Bach?
Yeah, it's a little bit of it.
How come this thing
You're
going
to have to press the little button in. Right, that one right there.
No, the wrong button, that one.
Yeah, okay. Very good. PDQ Bach on USB FM, Radio Free Long Island.
The home of dried apples.
I hope not.
The thermometer here says 59 degrees.
59 degrees? That's well, I said about 60. I guess that's close enough.
That's pretty damn close. Let's see what it is inside.
Inside, it's ridiculous.
75.
75 degrees.
How's that for energy conservation?
And humid, too.
Oh, you know it, Jack.
Well, the star I was watching has just been covered up by a cloud. I don't know what that means.
A mirror cloud came between you and your mirror?
Huh?
A cloud came between you and your mirror?
My mirror?
Yeah, the star you were watching.
Oh, very funny. Why don't we go to some music now, and we'll be back with all sorts of crazy things later on. Our phone number is 246-7901.
Yeah, please call us if you're awake.
Area code 516, Radio Free Long Island goes on. Some idea this was.
Remember when you were a teeny tiny child and you didn't like to swallow your medicine?
No, I don't wanna. Well, now you're a grown-up, mature adult, and you still don't like to swallow your medicine.
No, I don't want to.
Maybe it's not the taste you object to. Maybe it's the price, right?
Right.
Want to save money on your next prescription, right?
Right.
Generic drugs are high quality and do the same job as brand-name medicine, but generic drugs can cost a lot less.
All right.
Generic drugs. Get the facts from your pharmacist. A tip from your Federal Trade Commission.
There's a lot of talk circulating about President Reagan's proposed increases in defense spending. We here at Radio Free Long Island find it absolutely appalling that so much money is already allocated to defense. In fact, we'd like to know why this country needs a fence in the first place. We're surrounded by water. Now, maybe we could put the fence up on the Mexican border, keep all those illegal aliens where they belong, but we don't need a fence on the Canadian border. They don't want to come here, and even if they did, they look so much like us, it doesn't really matter anyway. Now, a fence on either the Atlantic or Pacific borders of this country makes no sense. And even if it did, the damn thing never seems to get built. We've been pouring money into the fence for the entire century, and I still haven't seen a single link of it. Maybe these fences are turning up in the backyards of government officials. What a sad comment that would be on democracy. Radio Free Long Island urges President Reagan to reconsider his proposals.
And the room gets so sultry, it's starting to sway. That's how
8 minutes to 1 o'clock, Radio Free Long Island time.
That's what we just heard outside the window here.
Oh, some bad things going on out there.
That's for sure.
Oh, it's Philip Rambo and Night Out.
You know, what did you just do to your microphone?
Nexus, that was your microphone.
Oh, okay.
Nexus, Kansas City Records, all sorts of good stuff on there.
He sounds kind of like Stevie Forbert.
He does, yes, he does. Philip Rambo. A name to watch in the future. Could
That's
be
for sure.
The new Steve Forbert,
Stevie
who
Forbert,
is
right.
The new Bob Dylan, who was, okay.
Well, he was the pioneer, I guess, right, Dylan?
Bob Dylan, yes, he certainly was, and I guess to some he still is.
We kind of almost had a duplicate, a clone of him on last week.
Is that so?
Yeah, Ned Taylor, right?
Oh, well, I guess so. We've run into lots of people who sound like Bob Dylan. That's not one of them. Put him back where he came from.
Well, I guess we're not going to go bicycle riding tonight.
I really wish we could. You know, it's been a week where you want to celebrate. I guess not for you because, you know, you finished with school a while ago. But, you know, for people like us at the radio station and here on campus, some of us are still here on campus. I can't figure that one out.
I don't understand either.
Neither do I. Why are you an echo and I'm not?
Because
what?
That's why.
Oh, I don't understand it.
Well, I'll have to explain it to you later.
Okay. Well, we have, 59 degrees still outside?
I don't know. You're the one with the thermometer.
Yeah, we still have that. Yeah, you don't have a thermometer in there. We got to do something about that.
Yes, we're going to have to do something about that.
Hi, I'm Joel Block, and I'd like to invite you to join me right here on WUSB every evening at 5:58 p.m. and at midnight for Stardate.
Stardate?
That's very nice, but I wish you wouldn't just walk in and do that.
You didn't even...
Thanks, Joel, but...
You didn't even shut the door.
There he goes. I have another one of those PSAs about, generic drugs.
We'll be right back.
And this is a good one.
Mrs. Jones is 100 years old today. To celebrate, she's going to ask her pharmacist about generic drugs.
Mr. Pharmacist, can you read this prescription?
Yes, ma'am. It says to take your medicine 4 times a day.
Not that. I mean the chicken tracks.
That's the name of a brand name drug.
That's what I thought. I want a generic drug instead. They do the same job, right?
Yes, ma'am.
They can cost less, right?
Yes, ma'am, they can.
So give me generic drugs, Sonny, and make it snappy. I got a birthday party to go to.
Generic drugs. Get the facts from your pharmacist. A tip from the FTC.
Well. That's a great tip.
Great tip, and we did it in half the time it was supposed to be done in, too.
Just about.
You save some time, you know, that's pretty good.
I understood it.
I've got a couple of other ones, too, in fact.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, let me get them all set for you. Hold on. All right, now these ones, there are two versions, actually, of one. One's the single version, the other one is the album version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very clever. It's a sort of a message from your wallet. it's kind of funny. So
sit on it.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
The Federal Trade Commission presents an urgent message from your wallet.
Listen, you think you got me in your hip pocket, right?
Right.
Remember the last time you went to your doctor? Well, it hurt me more than it hurt you, fella.
Really?
The price of brand name medicine, I thought I'd die.
Uh-oh.
When you need a prescription, ask your pharmacist about generic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Generic drugs are high quality and do the same job as brand name drugs, but generic drugs can often cost less.
Mm.
So do your wallet a favor. Ask your pharmacist about generic drugs.
A tip from the Federal Trade Commission.
Is that the right speed? That's the right speed. And now here comes the album version of that very same tip.
The Federal Trade Commission presents an urgent message from your wallet.
Mm.
Hi, guy.
Me?
I'm Wally, your wallet.
Right.
And have I got news for you. You think you got me in your hip pocket, right?
Well.
You think I don't care when you throw your bucks around like confetti, right? Well, listen, who knows more about your money than me? Why don't you let me help you out now and then, okay?
Sure.
Take the last time you went to your doctor. It hurt me more than it hurt you, fella.
Sorry.
Talk about major surgery. The price you paid for that prescription drug almost made me pass out.
Yeah?
So I ask you, please, the next time you need a prescription, ask your pharmacist about generic drugs.
Okay.
Generic drugs are high-quality drugs that do the same job as brand-name prescription medicine, but they can cost you a whole lot less.
Didn't know that.
They give you high quality, often at a lower price.
Wow.
On behalf of all wallets everywhere, I thank you. Right?
Right.
Generic drugs. Get the facts from your wallet. I mean pharmacist. A consumer tip from this station and the Federal Trade Commission.
Bravo, bravo.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if all wallets talk like that?
Let me take mine out and see if it says anything.
Do you think he took his wallet out when he was talking to him like that, or it was still in his back pocket?
In which case, he must have looked pretty funny to people walking by down the street.
Talking out of his rear end.
I've seen stranger things.
What a concept.
Generic drugs.
Yes.
One interesting thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
To make it so interesting, I think that sort of adds to it a little bit.
All that fanfare, you know?
I mean, you wouldn't think for something like generic drugs that there'd be that much fanfare. But there is.
What can you do?
Thank you.
staring at the rain made one. On the surface, flashing diamonds, rolling down the twilight canyon, and we shall kiss the sun in spite of him. So why don't we celebrate? Why don't we celebrate? Why don't we
This is S&M Rose inviting you to join the many thousands of satisfied customers who have purchased new or used paraphernalia from our showroom on 213th Street in the Bronx. We have all makes and models of whips, chains, and your choice of leather or satin accessories. So come on down, take a test drive, and let us satisfy you too. Credit terms are available, or your trade-in may do.
Visit the S&M Rose showrooms right now on 213th Street in the Bronx. We're open 24 hours to serve you better.
If you're a Long Islander, you have a reason to be interested in your surrounding marine environment. I'm Barbara Gore, your host for SUNY Side Up. Join me on Wednesday, May 20th at 6 o'clock as I talk with faculty of the Marine Science Research Center at Stony Brook about projects that will affect the future of our marine environment. That's Wednesday, May 20th at 6 o'clock on WUSB Stony Brook.
Up, let your laughter come through. Do stand upon your legs.
8 minutes after 1 o'clock, and this is Radio Free Long Island. Stay tuned, the tripods are coming up very shortly.
We'll be right back.
Free Long Island, in conjunction with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, presents The Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle for peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left Howard last time, he had just found a strange desert island and was trying to communicate with one of its inhabitants. Today, we rejoin him at the same time, and we hear...
I'm really sorry if I disturbed you, but you see, this seems to be the only island in hundreds of miles, and I'm very lost.
Harry, where are you?
I would appreciate any help that... Was that another voice I just heard?
Harry! Oh, Harry!
So you're not alone here, are you?
Come.
Okay, I'd like to find out who that is anyway. Are you Harry? Sir? My name's Howard. Is your name Harry, or is it something else?
What do you do here?
Oh, then we're back to that again. I told you 5 times already. I'm Howard Tripod from Long Island. I was making a movie on Whitney Island
Harry!
When...
Harry! Oh, there you are. Who's your friend?
Good morning, ma'am. My name's Howard Tripod, and I've been adrift at sea for about 16 hours, and I just landed on this island here. I really don't know where I am.
It sounds like you've had a hard day.
Yeah.
Why don't you sit down and have some breakfast with us, as long as you're here?
Why, thank you. That sounds really nice.
Harry, clear a space on that rock for Mr. Tripod, will you?
I must say, this is a very nice island you have here, Mrs.
Baxter. But please, you can call me Edna. That's my husband, Harry, over there.
Yes, well, we met, sort of.
What you say go why forth without for this?
What? I'm sorry. I don't think I understood the question.
Oh, don't mind Harry. Sometimes he just rambles on without really saying anything.
Yes, he does seem to do that.
What you do here?
Let me see if I can get through to him. Harry. You, Harry. Me, Howard.
Me, Harry. You, Howard.
Yes, that's it. Now he's got it.
What you do here?
Oh, this is too much. I can't believe this is really happening.
How do you like your coffee, Mr. Tripod?
What? Oh, black with sugar. But only half a cup, please.
Why? Are you afraid of caffeine?
No, actually, I'm just not all that crazy about coffee. I guess I shouldn't be fussy, though.
I'll see you when you come there.
I'm sorry, Harry. I don't know what you mean.
I made you some scrambled eggs and a couple of slices of French toast, Mr. Tripod.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. Baxter. Edna. Wow. This is just the way my wife makes them back home.
Where is home for you, Mr. Tripod?
Oh, a little place on Long Island called East Setauket.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You have?
Yes, it's right between Stony Brook and Fort Jefferson, isn't it?
That's right. I'm amazed that I found someone who knows Long Island. Have you ever lived there?
No. We come from Guatemala, actually.
Oh.
But we like to read maps in our spare time.
Wow. Can I ask you a personal question?
Why, sure, Mr. Tripod.
What are you doing on this island?
Oh, we lived here for over 20 years. You see, Harry was an English professor. And I ran a copy shop, and one day we both just got bored, and I suggested that we go on a cruise to some remote island someplace.
Oh.
Well, of course, we brought enough supplies with us to last the rest of our lives.
That's very interesting, but don't you ever get homesick?
No, not really. Harry does sometimes, but then again, he lost his marbles a long time ago.
Well, it's certainly incredible the way you two live on this island way out here.
What you do here?
I mean, I know I could never do it myself. I'd probably end up like Harry over there in a matter of weeks.
What you do here?
Could you tell me where this island
what
is?
What you do
so,
here?
So I can chart my course back to civilization?
Oh gosh, Mr. Tripod, I couldn't possibly remember how we got here. It was such a long time ago. We just kind of ended up here.
I guess we could, I could stay here until a ship or a plane or something finds me.
You know, in all the time we've been here, I haven't even seen a single plane or a boat.
Really? Not one?
No, not a one. But listen, you can stay with us. We'll get to know each other real well. Oh, and we'll have so much fun.
Well, thanks, but I really have to find my way back.
No. Stay. We have fun.
And so it appears that Howard is now stranded on a strange island with a strange couple. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say,
"What do I do here?"
That's next time on The Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Sounds like a tune from the Talking Heads.
It's a good imitation. In fact, the band even named themselves the same thing as the Talking Heads. They called themselves Talking Heads, put out an album called Remain in Light.
Isn't that the name of an album by the Talking Heads?
In fact, it is. It's a really good imitation. And also a song, Once in a Lifetime, is a song that the Talking Heads did at one time record. And it sounds very similar to that.
The one that we just heard.
The one we just heard, exactly.
You never know what's going to happen next on Radio Free Long Island.
You certainly don't. Least of all us. We have a surprise guest, is that right?
Well, on the telephone at least.
Okay, good enough.
His name is Jerry Root, and he's a DJ at WHFS in Bethesda, Maryland. And actually, I guess he's in a wrap right now, so he can't talk, but he's going to be back in a moment.
Nope, no one's there, that's for sure. That's certainly a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right with you.
Oh, there he is.
Okay, well,
so there is somebody there.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, you know, two people doing two different radio shows, two different parts of the country.
Yes, this is the first time we've ever called Maryland on the radio.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we've called all sorts of places in New York State.
Ah, there we are.
So you're on the air right now.
Right this minute.
Right now.
Could you tell us what you're playing at this moment?
Right now I'm playing Roy Lonnie and the Phantom Movers. We're out of San Francisco.
Well, we have them, that's for sure. Roy Lonnie and the Phantom Movers, you say? Very, very nice. I'm impressed.
Fine album.
There are very few stations in New York other than on the non-commercial end that would even play something like that.
I know. In fact, when I was traveling through New York a while back, I was, frankly, I was pretty disappointed with the fare on radio that is up in the city anyway. You figure with all those people, there would be a lot of stations like us anyway.
Diversity anyway.
Yeah, which is, you know, we're basically a free formatted station. What is played is up to the individual jock that's on the air.
Well, that's a very nice system, and it seems almost commercially
almost
uneconomical, I guess. Is there ever talk of that?
Yeah, well, I think it's basically, it just depends on what your management tends to cater to.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, some people cater more towards the God Almighty dollar than other people, and other people are in it for the aesthetics of it, and obviously HFS, which has been around at least in this format for about 10 years now.
10 years.
Has been like that. You know, we are not what you would call a typical top 40 station at all. You know, we break a lot of new acts. We break a lot of local music. And like I said, play just about anything, you know, that I feel like playing at a given moment.
You could almost put us on the air and still still be able to do that, right?
I'm sorry, say again?
You could almost put us on the air, right?
That'd probably be pushing it a little bit.
Yeah.
I can barely hear what you're saying down there. Up there, excuse me.
Let me move this box closer to you.
No, I wouldn't want to pull it out the wall.
No, that's okay.
Can you hear me now fine, or?
Well, are you talking through a speaker box?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds it, but that's all right.
You're in a speaker box, too.
What you're doing.
You're on a speaker box, too, right?
No, I couldn't pick you up at all.
Oh.
Oh.
Box, so I gave up on it.
Oh well.
No problem. Hold on a second, I got a Cure record up.
Sure.
Oh, okay. It's amazing to find a station like that still exists. Now, stations in New York, the only free format station really is WNEW.
Yeah.
And there's even been talk that isn't as free as it used to be.
That's true. That's very true.
A lot of times you might hear, you know, a lot of Oh, here he is.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any sort of a playlist at your station that things you have to play at a certain time?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
There's we post a list of new releases, and all the new music is basically right in the air studio. The library is in the next room. And when a new album is put into the air studio, there's usually a list that goes up on the wall just to make, you know, the jock on the air aware of what is new, just as a reminder. But there are no requirements or any pressures at all to play a certain type of music. Man, I could come in and I could play anything literally from, you know, 1920s or 30s, big band, to new wave, if that's what you want to call it. And we play just about anything and everything.
Now, there's no pressure to play anything that's really new.
Not so much. I wouldn't call it pressure, okay? They do make us aware of new music just by, you know, having copies right at our disposal right behind us. And most of the people that work here, not all the people, I shouldn't even say most, all the people that work here are in tune and aware of what is new and, you know, for the most part, what is good.
Do you personally play any 30s and 40s type music yourself?
I will, okay. That's not like I would come in every night and do that. No, that's sort of rare. But, you know, I'm an old swing freak from way back, so I'll come in and I'll play, you know, some scat vocals, Lambert, Hendrickson, Ross, things like that. People really like it down here because there's very little access to that type of music in the area at any given point in time.
How does your station do in the ratings?
Well, we don't have a lot of power, okay? We don't really cater to the book either, if your listeners know what the book is.
Yeah, we know the book. Our listeners might not. The book is the...
It's very arbitrary.
That's a good one.
Of the book.
That's very good.
Which is called the Arbitron ratings. And basically what they do is they take a statistically insignificant population